For the number of shoe soles that stomp over it each day, the grass grows surprisingly green and thick at Manhattan's Bryant Park. Once a very quiet place, today it's full of life. It's a place for children's carousel rides, cubicle workers' lunches, and ping pong tournaments. Men play chess and Chinese checkers. Spring brings New York's Fashion Week to the park. The winter, ice skating. Today there's even yoga, despite the persistence of the city noise.
Listen to your inhale, and listen to your exhale. Inhale, make your way into your down dog.
The 200 horizontal yoga bodies that flank the park's grass are visually uncanny when it comes to the park's history. In 1823, Bryant Park was a potter's field. This means it was a burial ground for thousands of bodies that went unclaimed or unwanted. The corpses laid here for 17 years until they were dug up and relocated to an island just off the mainland of today's Queens. I talked to 25 people in the park. Not one of them knows this.
The question is, how often do you come to Bryant Park?
Every day.
And what do you know about the history of Bryant Park?
Very little.
Anything?
Nothing.
This couple didn't know either.
Oh my God.
And this resident of Queens? He sure didn't know, but he wasn't surprised at all.
What are you gonna do? There's unclaimed bodies throughout America, throughout New York. So what's the difference?
To answer his question, there doesn't seem to be one. It's evening now in Bryant Park. The setting sun shadows itself against any red brick it can find. The air is static, and there's the beginning look of electric lights on the grass and gravel. This was once a desolate graveyard? Maybe so. But not tonight. Tonight, all the world's a stage for Grace Potter and her band, The Nocturnals. For everyone here, the answer is alive and well, standing on any ground they please. Abigail Ronk, Columbia News Radio.